From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Tracy Clayton, and Faith Salian. Here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, it is summer rhyme and the limericks are easy.
That was good. Yeah. I liked it.
Thank you,
You're
Tracy.
You're welcome.
If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Faith, vending machines exist to give us what we want when we want it.
Mm-hmm.
Which explains why there is now a vending machine in Russia that provides what?
DNC emails.
What we want, when we want it, is it something intangible?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is.
Really? Yeah. Like approbation?
In a way, yes.
Twitter followers.
I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
Basically, it's a vending machine that sells likes on your social media posts.
Wow.
This machine
is messed up.
Wow.
Isn't it though? This machine is in a mall in Moscow, and $1 will get you 100 likes on one of your Instagram posts.
Oh,
Bing.
My gosh.
That shows how phony the whole thing is anyway. You know, sort of like hiring a company to send you Valentines, you know? It's foolish. It's like the thank you thing on your receipt from Burger King. You know, don't bother printing it.
I really appreciate the thank yous on burger receipts.
Do you really?
Do you?
Do you feel validated?
It's just nice to hear it from somebody.
Paula, in China, shoppers can now purchase potato chip bags that contain what?
Well, the obvious answer, Peter. Potato chips.
No.
Potato chip bags that contain... Can you give me a hint?
Yeah.
I hate to ask for it, but...
Brands include Lay's Lady Lay's.
I love that song. Lay's
one.
Lady Lay's.
That include Eric Clapton? What?
Eric Clapton?
Eric Clapton is inside
no,
the potato
first of all, it's not
bag.
Eric Clapton.
Who is
you're
it?
You're thinking of Layla.
Who is it?
No,
how about another hint?
Lay across my big breast
yeah.
pad.
Who is that? It's not Eric Clapton.
Who is it? Who?
Oh, is it
Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan's in a potato chip bag?
No.
That makes any more sense than Eric Clapton being in a potato chip bag?
It's not Bob
China.
Dylan. It is a book of his lyrics.
A book of his lyrics come in a potato chip bag?
Yes, they do.
You know, I think our level of respect for Bob Dylan is just not where it should be.
Yeah. Well, to the untrained eye, these look like bags of Bob Dylan flavored potato chips. Which, by the way, is indistinguishable
Ew.
From salt and vinegar. What it is it's a booklet of his lyrics inside the little potato chip bag.
It's inside a potato chip bag?
Yeah, Bob Dylan becomes only the second Nobel laureate to have his work sold in snack bags, along with Gabriel Garcia Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
None of this makes any sense.
Well, this it actually does, because somebody
it doesn't.
Said...
No,
why
it
are,
doesn't!
Why are you selling books of Bob Dylan lyrics... inside potato chip bags with a picture of Bob Dylan on the front.
Yeah.
And they said, well, we thought about what people really like, and people really like potato chips.
Who's the...
Potato chips are pretty good.
Who's the we? When you say you, we thought about...
The company that decided that they would like to sell booklets of Bob Dylan lyrics to the good people of China.
Yeah.
He is the Nobel Prize winner in literature.
Oh, I thought the story started with the potato chip people who were like, how do we spice this up?
No.
But when you tell it to me that way, I get it.
Yeah, it's like, well, why not?
Oh, no! I feel like I'm in a nightmare right now.
You take something you want to sell, and then you put something delicious with it.
Yeah. This makes no sense at all. Starting from the very beginning of the show, when Peter said, we're watching a bad thing happen, and there's nothing we can do about it. We can do something about it. This is America, and we don't get our Bob Dylan from a potato chip bag. We just don't. Chinese are doing that, and it's a way of disrespecting us. First they, I don't know what they did first. first they might have manipulated currency, and I don't even know what the hell that means. But next thing you know, they're crinkling Bob Dylan.